Hi, I'm Colin.
I'm Kaylin. It is April 20th, 2019, and we're from Bob Jones High School. Today, we are going to talk about osteogenesis imperfecta. Osteogenesis imperfecta is a genetic bone disorder characterized by fragile bones that break easily.
It is also known as brittle bones disease. The term literally means bones that are imperfectly made from the beginning of life. A person is born with this disorder and is affected throughout his or her lifetime.
Osteogenesis imperfecta is caused by defective genes. These genes affect how the body makes collagen, which is a protein that helps strengthen bones.
The condition can be mild with only few fractures during a person's lifetime, or in more severe cases, it can involve hundreds of fractures that occur without any apparent cause. Treatments include bone strengthening medications, physical therapy, and orthopedic surgery.
The majority of cases of osteogenesis imperfecta are caused by a dominant mutation in a gene coding for type 1 collagen. Dominance in genetics is a relationship between alleles of one gene in which the effect on phenotype of one allele makes the contribution of a second allele at the same locus.
Examples of dominant traits include dimples, rolling of the tongue, and naturally curly hair.
While the number of people affected with osteogenesis imperfecta in the United States is unknown, the best estimate suggests a minimum of 20,000 and possibly as many as 50,000 people.
There are many types of this disease, but we are only going to talk about three of them.
The first type of osteogenesis imperfecta is the most common and the mildest form of it. With this disorder, bones fracture more easily, but that's not all the things that this disorder affects. Most fractures occur before puberty, which they have normal or near normal stature. They have loose joints and their muscles weaken. Sclera, which the whites of their eyes, they usually have a blue, purple, or a gray tint. They have a triangular face. They have a tendency towards spinal curvature. Bone deformity is absent or minimal. They have brittle teeth that are possible. Hearing loss is also possible, but it's often beginning in early 20s or 30s. The collagen structure is normal, but the amount is less than normal. Children with milder osteogenesis imperfecta type 1 often sustain their first bone break as a result of normal activity, like during a diaper change, while being lifted or burped, or when they begin standing and walking. Some very mild cases of OI type 1 are not diagnosed until the teen or adult years.
Type 2 is the most severe form of OI. It is frequently lethal or shortly after birth, often due to respiratory problems. Also, numerous fractures and severe bone deformities will occur.
Along with that, they also have small stature with underdeveloped lungs. They have tinted sclera, and their collagen is also improperly formed. It is a recessive trait with males and females affected. A recessive trait is where two copies of the mutant gene are needed to cause the disease.
The third type of osteogenesis imperfecta is also severe. Bones fracture easily, fractures also are present at birth, and x-rays may reveal healed fractures that occurred before birth. Patients will also have short stature, and their sclera will have a blue, purple, or gray tint.
Loose joints and poor muscle development in arms and legs. They also have barrel-shaped rib cages. They also have a triangular face as said in type 1. They have spinal curvature, respiratory problems are possible, and bone deformity is often severe. They have brittle teeth that are possible, and their hearing loss is also possible. They also have collagen that is improperly formed.
This disease does not only affect the person with the disorder, it also affects the family in many ways, such as the parents having to spend a lot of money for treatments or not being able to spend as much time with the other kids because they're spending so much time with the kid with OI.
Another big thing the parents have to do is keep documentation of the disease on their child because people often assume that it is the child that is being abused when they see the person with this disease.
If you would like to donate and help out families who have children with this disorder, then you could visit loveshriers.org or you can call 855-661-5683. That's 855-661-5683.
Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed that you learned something new about this genetic disorder.